In a very short period of time, Social Security has gone from being embraced as a vital program, which should be, of course, protected and preserved, to being called now a quote-unquote Ponzi scheme filled with fraud that needs to be cut. This new view of Social Security has been embraced by those seeking ways to unrealistic political goals and has caused fear with those who receive benefits or are wondering if you're on the younger side of things, if you ever will receive benefits. Major catalyst for all this is a president who in one breath claims that Social Security will never be touched and in his literally next breath spreads lies about fraud in the program. With us now to examine the truth about Social Security and the important role it has in the lives of tens of millions is the president and co-founder of Social Security Works, Nancy Altman. Thanks for being here today, Nancy.
Thank you so much for having me.
SocialSecurityWorks.org. And unlike what you might have been led to believe, Social Security does indeed work, doesn't it, Nancy?
It works extremely well. It's in its 90th year. It was back in 90 years ago and has never missed a payment in those 90 years.
Which I guess brings about the question, I mean, you don't need to have countless focus groups or do polls or surveys. You could basically ask any older person you know in your life, and I'm referencing elected officials, just ask an older person in your life, how important is Social Security to you? And you'll get a very honest and upfront answer. What's the justification of what we've been hearing, what we've been seeing being attempted, and more than just attempted? We'll get into this a little bit, but seems like if a Social Security officer's lease is about to expire, those officers are getting shut down.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that Social Security is, as polarized as we are on so many hot-button issues in this country, the American people are not polarized over Social Security. MAGA Republicans as well as progressive Democrats all think it's an extremely important program. Indeed, it'll be more important. It should not be cut. There are a small group, and Republican President Dwight Eisenhower, war hero Dwight Eisenhower, called them in a letter to his brother back in the 1950s, a tiny splinter group. Their number is negligible. But they are very wealthy, and unfortunately, though they are now in charge, and Elon Musk has called it, as you said, a Ponzi scheme, which is a criminal enterprise that, you know, it's really slander to call it that. Unfortunately, Donald Trump called it back in the year 2000 in his book, The America We Deserve, but he now has promised that he won't touch it. So instead, he and Elon Musk and their commerce secretary the billionaire commerce secretary said, hey, his mother-in-law wouldn't complain if he didn't get a benefit, if she didn't get her benefit. They are trying to convince the American people there's rife with fraud. That is absolutely wrong. There is vanishingly small amounts of fraud, and the Social Security Administration is looking at it all the time, weeding it out, but also that they're breaking it from within. As you said, they are closing field offices, but they are decimating the agency. There are the most senior people, the institutional knowledge, people who've worked there 30, 35, 40 years. They've all been pushed out. So it is a really dangerous moment.
I've heard people say the website crashes or it has such lag time. God help you if you try to call. It's almost like they're trying to find ways to get more people to dislike Social Security so they can accomplish what they want to do with it.
Exactly. And that's what I always thought their motive was, and now I'm worried it's even worse, and that is that they want to crash the system and then say, hey, see, government doesn't work. We're going to have to use the private sector. Now, you know, Social Security is unbelievably efficient. Less than a half penny, or about a half penny, less than a penny of every dollar that is spent is spent on administration. More than 99 cents is spent on benefits. You cannot find that with private insurance companies. You cannot find that with 401ks, where often there are all kinds of hidden fees. But there's $1.6 trillion that flows through Social Security. Wall Street gets zero of that right now. And I think the billionaires want to get their hands on our Social Security.
Well, it seems like, and this goes true with terrorists as well, that the Trump administration, MAGA, failed to learn from history with terrorists and Smoot-Hawley, and which led to the depression. And don't even need to go that far back for Social Security. If I recall correctly, when then-President Bush in 2005 tried to promote privatizing retirement benefits instead of Social Security, I believe in those midterms, the GOP lost, what's a good word to use it, big time.
Yes, yes. And they had a Republican-controlled Congress, and he couldn't even get a vote on it. But, you know, the important thing is that he, to his credit, put out a proposal, announced it, everybody could look at it, debated it, and the American people said no. What I worry is that Trump and Musk have learned the wrong lesson, which is, oh, well, okay, we can't be public about what we want to do. We got to do it behind closed doors. It is the Musk people are all over the Social Security Administration. They have all of our most personal data that no one ever has had all of it the way they have it, not even a commissioner or president. It was always very carefully if there was an audit, what part do you need, and so forth. But they have all of it. No one knows what they're doing with it. And the systems, as you say, the website has been crashing more frequently for a longer period of time. In fact, so it just is getting worse. And the question is, this could be inadvertent because you have all these 20-year-olds who are arrogant and don't understand this very complicated program, that maybe they're just mucking around and causing it to crash. But there's also a pernicious possibility, and that is that they want it to crash. So unfortunately, if Congress were doing its job, they would call Elon Musk in before the appropriate committees and question him in the open, in the sunshine, and ask him, why, what is he doing with all of our data? But we now have a Republican Congress that will just do whatever Donald Trump says without question.
I say this quasi-sarcastically, but actually more truthfully, I have a problem with someone who proudly calls himself Big Balls having access to my personal information in any way, shape, or form. And that's not me being a clown. That's actually what this little 20-something takes pride in calling himself. And let's just move on to something more substantive.
Well, but actually kind of related, and that is actually accurate what you just said, unfortunately. There is another one, also in his early 20s, who posted all kinds of racist messages online and was fired but then brought back.
Yep.
He also has access to all of our Social Security data.
Yeah, so if you're a non-white individual or a Jew, you might be a little concerned about that side of that equation, too.
Or a woman.
Exactly. We're talking with Nancy Altman, who is president and co-founder of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's explore just a couple of the lies that Trump and others have been trying to get people to believe. And sadly enough, based on comments I've seen on my social media pages, some are buying into it. But hopefully we can maybe wake more people up. One of the claims is that people, and this is one of the things that Trump said standing in front of the world in that joint session of Congress, people 130, 150, 160-year-old people are getting Social Security benefits. There's a little thing known as Form SSA-721, which basically a funeral director is obligated to fill out and submit to Social Security for the benefits to stop. Now, that doesn't matter if you're getting buried, burned, or stuffed and mounted. The funeral director has to file that form. Now, you could say that because there's a human element to it, that, okay, not everyone is going to do it, but it can't possibly be to the level that they've been claiming it to be as far as fraud's concerned, can it?
You know what? It's even they're even more careful about it than that, because they do, there's funeral directors, there's a one-time death benefit that in part was put in the law in the 1950s so people would report. But in the last 20 years, Social Security Administration has entered into contracts with every state, paying millions of dollars for those states that have electronic death records. So when a state is filling out its death certificate for someone who's died in the state, they're now doing it electronically. It goes immediately to the Social Security Administration at the same time, and the Social Security Administration immediately terminates those benefits. Now, what it doesn't know, and this shows the ignorance of Elon Musk and those Doge guys, that the Social Security Administration is very, this is our dedicated revenue. This is money we have paid in. Social Security doesn't add a penny to the deficit. It's all dedicated revenue, and it not only pays for the benefits, but it also pays for the associated administrative costs, as I was saying. And they terminate those benefits immediately and are very careful about that. Now, ironically, it's now come out that after the governor of Maine publicly disagreed with Donald Trump in the White House and said, "See you in court." There was one state in the country where that electronic death registry contract was terminated. It was the state of Maine. Now, after a week, there was so much reporting in the papers that they backed off and they reinstated it. But for that 1 week, so much that these people really care about dead people getting benefits, in the state of Maine, they had to go back to the funeral directors and the things you said. But what Social Security doesn't do is waste our money on people who are not getting benefits to clean up the records. So if you've gotten a Social Security number when you're a baby and you die at age 10, there is no reason to spend money putting that in the Social Security system, because that person's never going to get any benefits. There are no one who is over 115. That's the limit now, who's getting benefits. If you're 116, you have to go to the Social Security Administration and show that you're still alive.
This was in a press release in the Trump White House not too long ago. The Social Security Administration made an estimated $72 billion in improper payments between 2015 and 2022. Now, while the amount is actually right, and that sounds like a sizable amount of money, that's less than 1% of the total benefits during that period. So if that's a rate of 1% of mistakes, not necessarily fraud, to me, that sounds like a fantastic record.
It is. In fact, it's actually even higher. It's 99.7%. So it's only 0.3% are improper, and most of those are mistakes, not fraud. And when a mistake is made as an overpayment, there are underpayments as well, and that's also considered an improper payment. If it's a overpayment, that money is clawed back. Let me give you just one example of something that basically is unavoidable, and that is you have to get your benefit in the month of February, you have to be alive for the every day in the month of January because you're paid for the month before. And it seems to me you should get a prorated benefit, but you don't. If you die the last day, you don't get that January benefit. Well, what if you die the last day of the month and you get a payment on the first Wednesday of the next month? That could only be like 2 or 3 days away. The money could be put in your account. That's an improper payment. But as soon as the Social Security Administration finds out that you did die, and they would find out within a few more days, they go and they scoop that money out of that account, or if that account is closed, they go to the grieving family. So whenever you're talking about Social Security, it's such a large program. Dollar amounts are going to always sound large, but what's important is the percentage. And Social Security is more efficient and more accurate than private insurance is, and that most other, and certainly than retirement programs are.
Just about a minute and change to go here. As far as for someone listening right now, if they're fearful, if they're questioning, if they're doubting, what is it they can do, and how can your organization help move things forward to better understanding and with these people as well, maybe even tag teaming with you and make it a joint effort?
Well, and so I really don't want people to be scared. I know how important these benefits are. But at the same time, I do think people have to be aware. I've been working on this program for 50 years, and it's been around for 90 years through wars and pandemics, and we just talked about the effort to privatize it. I've never been more worried about it because so much is happening in the dark. So I think one thing people can and should do is call their members. I would call every day and say, you want oversight into what's going on. You want Elon Musk testifying. On top of that, and I hate to say this, but people should either the law requires actually that people are sent their earnings statements every year. Now, unfortunately, because of budget constraints under George W. Bush, that stopped, and it really should have been restarted, and it hasn't. But you can get that either by calling or mailing or going online. And print out your earnings statements. Get a copy of your earnings statements. I hope these benefits will continue, but there is a real risk. So, again, I don't want people to be worried, but I do want people to be active.
And make people who are in charge know that you're aware and watching. Find out more
exactly.
About...
Exactly. And thank you for mentioning my organization, Social Security Works. We're at socialsecurityworks.org. I urge you to go there. We've got lots of up-to-the-minute information. We're keeping a very, very close watch on everything that's happening.
In that socialsecurityworks.org, we have a link at the homepage as well. Nancy Altman, thank you so much for the work that you're doing, the information and empowerment you're giving people. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.